And welcome back to Easy Saturday Morning Arizona Magazine with the Romeros in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll jump into the landscape and garden segment of the show. You know, I've really had a lot of fun watching you fill all of the subscriptions we promised people to Arizona Highways Magazine.
We had quite a great response to that.
Yes, we did. Given the weather the East has been experiencing really for about the last month, last couple weeks ago I said, look, y'all send us your names of family that are snowbound and locked in and we'll send them a subscription to Arizona Highways Magazine. Jennifer and I were at a church dinner last Saturday night and actually sat down with somebody at the table, Miss Trudy, and we were talking about, we had never met her before. We were talking to her about how she got to Arizona, and she said, well, we were in Pennsylvania, and my husband saw a picture of Arizona Highways Magazine, and like 3 months later, we were moving here, and that was back in the 60s. So one picture from Arizona Highways Magazine got them here, and they've been here ever since.
It never gets old. I'm sure we still have people moving here because of our wonderful magazine.
Well, we sent subscriptions to the Marshall family in Lake Placid, which today's forecast is snow showers, a low of 13, a high of 28. But it's okay because on Sunday it's warming up to 31.
That's what Julia said about Minnesota. She said it was a warm day with 30 degrees.
But Lake Placid is okay. It's worth being cold there because you're next to an Olympic ski resort. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. That's all right. How about all the families we sent subscriptions to Boston? How many subscriptions did we send to Boston, Massachusetts? About
six,
eight or
yeah.
six. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're actually warming up. They're clear today at low of 25. They'll go to a high of 25 to 30. So they're actually going to be 47 on Wednesday. So the big thaw is on in Boston. Could cause some trouble. And I was talking to another family in Casa Grande, actually, the Currys, that actually moved from Pennsylvania to Ajo in the 40s.
Ooh. Culture shock.
Huh? Would that be culture shock or what? Now, we've also got the family that we sent a subscription to, and I hope I pronounce all these towns right. It's Hollowell, Maine, and Hollowell, Maine is a town of 2,400 people. So it's about the same size as my hometown, Welch, Louisiana. And Hollowell, Maine is known as the New Orleans on the Kennebec.
What are the similarities?
I don't know. I'm on a website here. It says five things to do in Hollowell, Maine. And it's a little waterfront town. And it just says it's the New Orleans of the Kennebec. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that stream or creek right.
I'm not sure anybody could match the food of New Orleans. I don't know.
Well, if you've been there, call us and tell us about it. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888 Rosie for you. I'm sure somebody listening has been to the New Orleans of Maine.
It's a New Orleans of the Kennebec, which I guess is maybe the stream or the whatever. But like I say, I was just cruising through the list of subscriptions you sent out, and I just stumbled on this one. I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to go to Maine. Being a Cajun, we've got a lot of, you know, history there and up above mm-hmm. there in Nova Scotia and whatnot. So I've always wanted to fly to Boston, rent a Mustang convertible, and drive up to Nova Scotia. So that's on my bucket list. And we'll have to do that in the fall. Maybe when Carol's away for college, we've got her one more year.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe that's our fall of 2017.
All right. That's the year of the remote, I'm sure. Remote broadcast from all over the United States.
Well, I've always wanted to buy a big old RV, but now you're telling me that the inside of an RV is probably one of the most toxic places you can be.
The temporary buildings and trailer-type structures are not regulated like the rest, full of formaldehyde.
Well, all the folks at Lumber Liquidator sure found out a whole lot about formaldehyde this last week.
Did you hear that story?
Yes, and that was done by one guy doing a research paper, was researching where that lumber was coming from and the formaldehyde content on it. It's going to be interesting to see where this all goes. It was a Chinese-based product that was labeled approved for California, and apparently it wasn't approved for California. I haven't studied it. I haven't really read a lot of the details, but kind of an interesting story.
Well, I think that's something we need to study is how do you find out that the labels you see are true and real?
Be one more of your little consumer corner segments you can do, huh?
I'm on it.
All right. Jennifer's on it. So I've had a lot of fun just watching through all of the families that we're sending these Arizona Highway subscriptions to. And then I just thought it was funny that Trudy tells us that it was a Arizona Highways magazine back in the 60s that got them to move here from Pennsylvania. So particularly a great story. We had a couple other little follows up, too, from last week. We've got an email with pictures from a retired chemistry professor at U of A.
I did not get to see that.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about ways you could preserve and maintain your vigas on Southwest and Territorial-style homes, and we had several options. This is the great thing about being Rosie on the House is people keep sending us information. We're like this gathering source for home improvement. And he had a particularly interesting way of protecting and creating a Viga look that was 100% maintenance-free. We'll talk about that right after the bottom of the hour break.
As we go to our local newscast, Sean just called in. He grew up in Maine and had moved to Santan Valley in 2006. He says that New Orleans whole thing, that's probably a marketing ploy by the Chamber of Commerce. He said it's a nice waterfront, but it ain't no New Orleans.